Texas governor contradicts everything he ever said about mandating masks. By Breitbart, Texas, on July 2, 2020. Texas Governor Greg Abbott faces a backlash of fury after issuing an order requiring the wearing of masks in most of the state's 254 counties. The order, issued on the day before the Independence Day weekend begins, requires the wearing of masks in counties with 20 or more positive COVID-19 cases to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Wearing a face covering in public is proven to be one of the most effective ways we have to slow the spread of COVID-19, Governor Abbott said in a statement released on Thursday afternoon. We have the ability to keep businesses open and move our economy forward so that Texans can continue to earn a paycheck. But it requires each of us to do our part to protect one another, and that means wearing a face covering in public spaces. Wearing a face covering in public is proven to be one of the most effective ways to slow the spread of #COVID-19 while continuing to keep Texas businesses open. Texans should wear a face covering for the health of their families, friends, and for all fellow Texans. pic.twitter.com/5ofsmsf. Governor Greg Abbott, at GovAbbott, July 2, 2020. Criticism over the governor's order poured in quickly on social media. Quorum Reports editor Scott Braddock opened a salvo of criticism, saying the governor's order directly contradicts everything he has ever said about the government being able to force you to wear a mask. Of course, circumstances change, but since some of you asked, yes, Governor Greg Abbott _TX's order on face masks today directly contradicts everything he has ever said about government being able to force you to wear a mask. #TXLayJ@#coronavirus pic.twitter.com/WVGXLFG. Scott Braddock, at Scott Braddock, July 2, 2020. While the governor's order prohibits the incarceration of people refusing to comply with the executive order, it does call for a fine not to exceed $250 for second or subsequent violations. The governor's order calls for a verbal or written warning for a first violation. Breitbart Texas reached out to the office of the Texas governor for comment about the criticism of the order. A spokesman responded that mandating the masks makes it possible to keep the Texas economy open. Criticism continued from others responding to the governor's tweet. Kristen Rowan tweeted a definition of liberty. Definition of liberty. 1: the quality or state of being free. A power to do as one pleases. B. Freedom from physical restraint. C. Freedom from arbitrary or despotic control. D. Positive enjoyment of various social, political, or economic rights/privileges. E. The power of choice. Kristen Alamo Rowan, at Kristen Rowan, July 2, 2020. While Pamela Minard tweeted her refusal to comply, "I do not consent and I will not comply. Wearing a mask lowers your O2 sats and increases your CO2 levels. I wrote PPE OSHA compliance policies as a safety director. Get your facts straight." Minard Pamela, at Minard Pamela, July 2, 2020. From the other side of the argument, Dr. Mike Goddard tweeted a message of support and urged others to embrace what we have been asked to do. Okay, let's beat this dang thing, Texas. I miss seeing you all. Embrace what we have been asked to do by GovAbbott and find the joy in the opportunity to grow each day. Even in our struggles we can become better. Mindset is everything. #beatcoronavirus #maskuptexas pic.twitter.com/dpgtfwgju. Dr. Mike Goddard, at @Dr. Mike_Goddard, July 2, 2020. And Erin Sweener added her gratitude to the governor's mandate. Grateful that this is happening. Wish it had happened months ago. Either way, #maskuptexas and stay home when you can. You'll save lives and businesses. Erin Sweener, at @Erin for Yule, July 2, 2020.